like to call to order the February 21st meeting of Sylvania City Council's Employee and Community Relations Committee at 7 o'clock on the 21st. Present are committee members Lukey, Capellini, Hussman, and Mishka, along with council members Hanem and Westfall, Mayor Stow, Leslie Brining, Bill Sanford, and Bill Rodas from staff. We just have a single issue tonight, and it's more of a discussion, perhaps, than looking for a specific outcome. But if we come to some consensus, we certainly should be prepared to recommend it to council. It relates to the process that this committee has been using for the last 6 or 8 years in terms of appointing and reappointing council picks for various city boards and commissions. So this would be Sage Yard, it would be community services. There's a number of them. Would be the Board of Architectural Review, I believe. We just did one of those. We have developed a habit of, if the seat is an open seat and there's not any reappointment to be made, to make a public solicitation of interest and go through a public process to select from a field. We typically will review resumes. We break the number of candidates down to a smaller number for interviews, and we make an appointment. And that served us well because it really does get some new people into the city volunteer process. When it comes time to reappoint, however, we have taken the habit of if there's no direct negative performance of an individual, and if the city council representatives to the appointed organizations have no problem, we simply make a reappointment. And in a couple of cases now, since we started this, we're reappointing people for the third and in some cases fourth time. And if that's a process that council feels works, I don't necessarily want to change it, but I thought that it was appropriate to discuss whether it is something that we want to continue to do. One suggestion that I've heard is that rather than have a lifetime of reappointments, we reappoint for two times or three times and then open it back up again. And so nobody's guaranteed a lifetime on any one of these boards and commissions. They would stand for some sort of a reappointment process that would involve a public process, maybe after every second or third term. So I don't have an opinion about that particularly, but I did think that the committee might want to discuss it and see where we are with it. So any thoughts? Ms. Capellini.
Well,
what's the number on it, Katie?
Two. So I like the term limit idea, and maybe instead of after that certain amount of terms, you don't just say you're done, but we open it back up and let other people apply. I mean, you're not automatically out, but
and then see how
how
it stacks up against the new people, how
right.
the incumbent stacks up. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a soft limit.
It's a what?
It's a soft limit.
A soft term limit. Yes. Okay, so
why would we have even a soft limit? I mean, why would we not always? I kind of like the idea of when we have an appointment, throwing it open to see if somebody's
every time
if somebody's interested. First of all, it gives people an opportunity to know we're appointing people to these positions.
Right. Sure.
And secondly, you know, if we have somebody new to the community who wants to get involved, it provides a great opportunity to talk to them about,
yeah,
if not that position, some other position.
Yeah, and I'm going to just to tell you why I think we don't want to do that.
Okay.
But I think there's a benefit to what you're saying. And it's a fundamental benefit that I believe the government across all levels has better start understanding it has a responsibility to get younger people into the system, right? We need to get folks representing us. We need to get folks sitting around here like Jason is that are representing what is now the biggest third of the population, right, in this country and probably in this city.
First-time furnace purchasers.
There you go. Making you, as we were talking earlier, making you officially an old guy, by the way. I think my own experience and watching others on boards is that it takes a term to get up to speed, you know, to kind of learn the ropes, especially some of our appointments, I think, are just two-year appointments, if I'm not mistaken. Learn the ropes, understand what the organization does. And I think, Doug, my concern would be that we'd sort of be squandering that experience, that learning curve, if we didn't keep them around for at least another time.
Well, I think we probably would keep them around.
Yeah, well, you probably would.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel strongly about it. I think most of the people that we have, I'm not uncomfortable with anybody we've ever appointed.
And this is no reflection on anybody that's in place right now. That's not the point. The point is, I think just out of a sense of due diligence, we want to look at the process.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we could do it that way. I'm not opposed to that, but I don't think it would be harmful to, when we have a reappointment, to let the community know we're doing it.
What I hear, I don't hear anybody saying yet, except we haven't heard from Jason or Sandy, but I don't hear anybody saying that we should keep the current policy, right? That we should not have appointments,
Does it actually say that if you're so interested, then you're automatically guaranteed?
It's just been the custom.
It's a practice.
It's a practice of the committee.
So we could just open it up anytime, but we'd just be breaking the custom, not necessarily policy.
Yeah, and you know what I do as chair when I call these people up and ask them if they want to be reappointed is tell them that we're just going to reappoint them. I would probably change that practice if we decide to change it. By saying, you know, we've decided that we've changed the policy, we're going to open it up to solicit interest. You certainly will be considered, but we are going to open it up.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's all right. I mean, from my perspective, I'm not sure that a lot of people that aren't familiar with the process would even know that there are opportunities to be appointed. I think that you know, advertising it or having some kind of announcement that there is an opening would spur some interest.
Yeah, the last time we did it, and we had two or three of them at one time, we got a lot of interest. You know, got probably a half dozen, a dozen resumes.
But if it's something that's kind of happening automatically, then
we miss that.
Might even know.
Sandy, do you have any thoughts?
Well, I do agree with it takes more than one term, usually, depending on what you're up to learn the ropes and what you should be doing to feel confident to put yourself out there a little bit more. So I don't know, but I don't know what the answer, how you do that. You say, well, after two terms, then we offer it out there?
I would say, to Doug's point, you could certainly, you know, consider the person that was recently in the position, right? Mm-hmm. And just take into account the fact that they've been doing it and they're going to continue to do it if they know what they're doing. On the other hand, you don't want to open up a process to invite people and then constantly reinvite the person that was there, right? Because then you're going to bring them in for nothing and they're going to feel like there's you know, so maybe the instead of it's one reappointment and then it's open or something like that. So you shorten it, but there's a middle ground there.
That's basically what I was trying to say, is give them two terms and then...
That's what you're going to turn people off to the process.
Right.
That makes a lot of sense. It sort of cuts the middle ground, you know. It gives folks, assuming they're two-year terms or three, it gives us 4 or 6 years worth of solid service from them, and then we could continue on if there's no interest. But
And if there's someone clearly better or more excited, you reappoint. And if you don't get a lot of interest, then the person that's still doing it, you can choose to.
Sure.
What about if we add onto websites, like that they're all the time, like these are the positions that are appointed by city council. And this is who's in the position now, and this is their term, which is over on this date. And then, so that you could, like maybe I'm looking at the website and they say, hey, maybe I'd like to serve on Sage Yard sometime, but sometimes the advertisement might go out and it might be out there for a month and I don't see it. And also, sometimes it's something you need to think about. Like you don't, like if you see the advertisement, it might take a while for it to sink in, but if it's just all the appointments are on our website so that somebody could see it and be thinking, hey, in 2 years, you know, I might like to do this job.
And yeah, then, I like that.
Yeah, and the, I think the capture of the term is get involved.
And then there's no surprises.
Yeah, and I think it sort of says something about our attitude toward public service, right? That we want to try to be inclusive if we can, right? I guess I have a question for maybe the mayor or the law director. If the committee decides to change the process, is there anything that we need to do through council from a resolution standpoint, or can we just change the process under as a committee?
I think that would be up to your committee. You can certainly do it by resolution, or you could just adopt, kind of agree among yourselves as a committee that you're just going to discontinue the practice of reappointing and opening it back up.
Yep.
It's up to you guys.
Do we have a policy for the vacancies?
No.
Or we just
practice?
No. That's a practice.
It's just a practice.
Okay, so change of practice.
Just like that.
Yeah. So we need a resolution and a policy.
If that's what you decide that you want.
You know, I'd like to do it just because I think it's a little more buttoned down.
Well, maybe we should write our other practice down too.
The original one?
Yeah.
Well, even if we're going to change it?
Even no, we're just going to, this is how we're going to handle appointments. New position.
Yeah.
And okay. For reappointments. Let me okay. Spell it
and
out.
And these are the possibilities of positions you could be appointed for.
Yeah, okay, here's the deal. I think, unless, Mary, do you have any thoughts?
No, I think they covered them all. I was just going to move down the path of making sure we're aware that they'll take a little more planning. And you kind of address that, right? We have to make sure we've got time to post
mm-hmm.
and reappoint versus.
Mm-hmm. Usually there's not a particular crisis at hand in terms of making an appointment. I suppose it would be maybe to the Architectural Board of Review or something. But, okay, well, here's what I'm hearing, that we want to continue to have an open process if there's an open seat and solicit input in all cases. I'm going to write down what I have as my notes from what Jason said, though, that we let people serve two terms, an appointment and then a reappointment, and then we open it up again for the process for additional interest. The incumbent has the ability to be reappointed if he or she is... If the committee feels it's appropriate. If not, we have the option to pick a new person, and that would become our practice. What I'd like to do is maybe, rather than do anything tonight with it, get with Leslie and draft something that we can all review, including Katie's thought about being a little bit more visible on the website, and listing the boards that we actually do appoint to, which I guess we'd frame as volunteer opportunities or service opportunities or something.
And is it possible to also put maybe some context about what that appointment would do?
Yes.
Right, instead of just the title?
So yep.
There's a couple sentences or something.
And maybe what the actual organization does too, or the board or commission.
Well, right.
Does. Yeah, right. Okay, yeah, we can do that.
I have just a concern that I think we should look at as far as if a certain board has, let's say, three members that have been doing this a long time, I think we would need to be careful not to kick all three of them off at the same time.
Right.
And we might not kick off. I wouldn't expect somebody that's doing a good job, we would kick off in any case.
Yeah.
Well, if we say they can only serve two terms and then they have to come back, I think we need to be aware.
It's highly unlikely that they all will come up at the same time.
I don't know.
Yeah, but I don't want to, I don't want to say they can only serve two terms.
They are standard. Oh, okay. Well, then there won't be a problem.
They can serve two. We're saying that after two, well, that will invite some other people. It doesn't mean they get it.
She said, they said that they're already staggered, so my concern is clear.
Well, in some places, we only have one appointment. So it's not like we're replacing a bunch of people, but we have one appointment.
Right. One appointment is a signature.
So, okay. Well, if you all feel that general approach is good, Leslie, you and I can get together and try to draft something. And then it would show up at council at some point as a resolution, right? I think that's what I prefer. So.
I think this is a significant improvement. This would be much better. The other thing is, it'll give us all, Katie just reminded me, we actually have three appointments to Sagehart.
Oh, do we?
Yeah. And the point is, you know.
And they're staggered then, because we just appointed one. Right. Okay. And that's separate from you as a council appointment. That's important.
We'll be smarter when we're done with this. That's a good thing.
Yeah, about I think it's what a better, it's sort of a better practice.
Yeah.
So, okay, if the, I don't think we need to vote, right? If the council feels that that's the right direction, we'll be back to you with a draft that we can review. I don't know that necessarily we need to meet again. If you all agree, we'll just, we'll bring it forward to council.
Thank you for initiating this. This was a good idea.
Yeah. Anything else tonight? Okay, it's 7:18 or adjourned.